Quran, Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutations or salawat upon me, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, in this beautiful program of Madani Channel, inshallah azza wa jal, today we will discuss the verse number 34 of Surah Al-Baqarah. And thereafter, few other verses as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah kareema, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir raheem. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ أَبَا وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And recall when we ordered the angels to prostrate to Adam. So they all prostrated except Iblis. That is the devil. He refused and displayed arrogance and became a disbeliever. In this ayah kareema we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this clear message to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reminding him of the incident that took place in the past. And recall, O beloved, when Allah azza wa jal ordered the angels to show their obedience to him by prostrating to Adam alayhi salam as a mark of respect, they remained in prostration for 100 or 500 years. All the angels fell obediently into prostration except the envious Iblis, the Shaitan. He is the father of jinn, who was present amongst the angels. He was appointed by Allah Azza wa Jal with the status of Muallimul Malakut, teacher of the angels. He did not obey the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, but rather remained standing stubbornly and refused to prostrate. Burning with his fury due to the jealousy for the honor given to Adam alayhi salam, who was recently created, he felt that his high status as the teacher of angels, this self-pride made him think that he had a higher status than the Prophet Adam alayhi salam. Allah Azza wa Jal destroyed his self-acclaimed status instantly due to his arrogance and made him an outcast and the cursed one. From this verse we learn two very important points. Number one, this refusal of Shaitan was an insult to the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And insulting any Prophet is kufr. It is disbelief. And the second point which we learn from this verse is that sajda of respect, which is known as sajda-i ta'zimi, was permissible in the previous sharias, but it has been revoked in our sharia. Now it is not permissible to do this type of sajda, that is prostration, anywhere to anyone. وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةَ وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And we said, O Adam, you and your wife dwell in paradise and eat therefrom freely wherever you desire. But do not approach this particular tree, that you will become amongst those who cross the limit. Tafsir of this ayat is as follows. And Allah Azza wa Jal said to Adam alayhi salam that he and his wife may dwell in paradise unrestrictedly. No restrictions and no limits. His wife, the mother of mankind, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was created from the left rib of Prophet Adam alayhi salam. So she and Hazrat Adam alayhi salam had the freedom to eat whatever they desired and from wherever they pleased. There was no prohibition except not to approach a particular tree of wheat or grape, lest they become of those who cross the limit. Remember that every Prophet of Allah is free from sins. Disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal is unimaginable from any Prophet. It means that the Prophet Adam alayhi salam was made to forget this order via the cunning deception of Shaitan. This was destined to occur in order to fulfill the greater plan of Allah Azza wa Jal, causing the earth to become populated with mankind. So the Prophet Adam alayhi salam was shown mercy and forgiveness by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was forgiven for this apparent misjudgment. So we would not call it a sin, because Prophets alayhim as-salam are free from sins. So forgetfully from Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, this apparent misjudgment occurred. فَزَلَّهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَا فِيهِ وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌّ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ. So Shaitan, the devil, caused them to slip up from paradise and separated them from the place where they lived. And we said, go down as enemies to one another, and you will have on the earth a place to dwell and provision up to a certain time. Although the devil was expelled and banished from paradise, but at that point in time, he was not barred from there. So he tricked them with regards to the forbidden tree and caused them to become sent down from paradise. In essence, Shaitan lied whilst taking the oath in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal that if Adam alayhi salam and his wife eat this tree, they will stay in paradise forever. The Prophet Adam alayhi salam believed him, thinking that it is not possible for anyone to take a false oath using the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, and whilst being in a place like paradise, would someone do that? This was unimaginable, but not for the enemy of mankind. So this was unimaginable for Adam alayhi salam that somebody will take a false oath. Shaitan would do all in his power to destroy Adam alayhi salam and the children of Adam alayhi salam. At that point, the Prophet Adam alayhi salam forgot about the prohibition of eating that fruit, and they ate the forbidden fruit. Then Allah Azza wa Jal said to Prophet Adam alayhi salam that he and his progeny, that is, it was still in his backbone, must all get down from paradise. His children will have enmity amongst each other and will have to dwell on the earth, which is a temporary place. Whilst on earth, they have to be obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal and His Prophets alayhim salam, who were sent to teach mankind about their duties towards their Creator and thereby earn their way back to paradise. On the earth, they are to dwell until the last breath using whatever provision granted by Allah Azza wa Jal for a limited time. Thereafter, believers will return to paradise. Shaitan and his followers, the devil and his followers, will be thrown into hell to remain therein forever and ever. فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Then Adam learnt certain words from his Lord. So Allah accepted his repentance. Undoubtedly, he is the greatest acceptor of repentance, the most merciful. After this incident, the Prophet Adam alayhi salam cried for many hundreds of years, seeking forgiveness for his apparent misjudgment. Then he remembered some particular words from his Lord. Some Islamic scholars believe that these words are those taught to Prophet Adam alayhi salam when he was living in paradise, mentioned in Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 23. O our Lord, we have committed injustice to our souls. Many scholars, however, believe that the Prophet Adam alayhi salam recalled the first kalima that was glowing on the arsh, the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal, when he opened his eyes for the first time. Adam alayhi salam was taught to seek repentance through the medium of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he saw this declaration of faith, which is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, declaring the oneness of Allah and the prophethood of the beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only written on the arsh, but also on the leaves of every tree in paradise. This made Adam alayhi salam realize the special connection and unique status of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by Allah Azza wa Jal. So upon taking the wasila, the medium of the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Azza wa Jal accepted immediately his repentance. Surely only Allah is the most forgiving and the greatest acceptor of repentance, the most merciful upon his bondsmen.
قُلْ نَهْبِثُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ.
And we said, all of you go down from paradise. Then if any guidance comes to you from me, so whosoever followed my guidance, for him is neither any fear nor any grief. Then Allah Azza wa Jal said, all of you, that is Adam alayhi salam, his wife and their progeny to come, get down from paradise. Then if any guidance comes to you from Allah Azza wa Jal, which the prophets alayhi salam will bring continuously, so whosoever followed his guidance according to the teachings of the prophets alayhi salam, for him is neither any fear in the future, not any grief regarding the past.
وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ.
And those who disbelieve and will belie my verses, they are the inmates of hell, wherein they will live forever. And those who disbelieve and falsify the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal, that is the heavenly books, the prophets alayhi salam, and their miracles, etc., they will be the inmates of hell, wherein they will live forever and ever, and they will never come out from there, nor be able to ever even escape from there.
يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِي أُوفِ بِعَهْدِكُمْ وَإِيَّايَ فَرْهَبُونَ.
And O children of Yaqub, that is the children of Israel, remember that favor of mine which I bestowed upon you, and fulfill the covenant you made with me. I shall fulfill the covenant I made with you, and remain fearful of only me in particular. O children of Yaqub, Prophet Jacob alayhi salam, referring to Jews, because they are the children of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, remember that particular favor which Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed upon your forefathers, that is rescuing them from Fir'aun, parting the river for them, manna and salwa being sent from heavens for them, etc. So fulfill your part of the covenant with Allah Azza wa Jal, which was to believe in the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal shall fulfill his part of the covenant with you, that is granting you paradise. And instead of fearing someone else, fear only Allah Azza wa Jal with regards to your covenant. Alhamdulillah, we are concluding today's silsila with this dua, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the proper understanding of Quran Majeed and Ahadith Mubarakah. May Allah bless you all. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Quran.